AI Daily Briefing, Thursday, May 21st, 2026. Episode: Local AI and Automation Briefing for May 21st. If Episode 1 was about AI at planetary scale, NVIDIA's $81 billion quarter, the OpenAI IPO, this episode is about what's happening in your own hardware, at your own desk, on your own terms. And the big story this week is speed. Specifically, a technique called multi-token prediction that's making local models run twice as fast for free. Let's start there. The Llama DASPTAC community has been buzzing about MTP, multi-token prediction, a form of speculative decoding that predicts several tokens at once instead of one by one. New benchmarks dropped yesterday showing the results. On a dual RTX 590 setup, Q1 3.6 27B went from 51 tokens per second to 117. That's a 2.3x speedup with zero accuracy loss and only about a gigabyte of extra VRAM. Even the already fast MoE variants like Q1 3.6 35B jumped from 2018 to 267 tokens per second. On a single RTX Pro 6000 Blackwell, the same technique pushed the 27B model from 46 to 79 tokens per second. This isn't a research paper, the code is open source and shipping now. One user reported running the 4-bit Q1 3.6 MTP GGUF on just 20 gigabytes of RAM and having it autonomously search 70 websites from a single prompt. Laptop hardware doing agentic work. That's where we are. Over on the Apple Silicon front, there's been a significant bridge built. PyTorch announced the ExecuTorch MLX delegate on May 18th. In plain English, you can now write your model in PyTorch and export it to run natively on Apple Silicon GPUs through MLX. Ani Hanun of Anthropic, who knows a thing or two about model performance, called it pretty cool. It supports LLMs, speech-to-text, and MoE models with quantization through TorchAO. This closes the gap between the PyTorch ecosystem and Apple's optimized MLX runtime, and it means more models will come to max faster. Speaking of Apple hardware, Korean market pricing is showing M3 Ultra Max Studios with 256 gigs of unified memory around $8,000 and 512 gig configurations around $13,000. But the chatter is about M5 Ultra. Rumors suggest 3 to 4 times faster prefill and about 30% faster decode than M3 Ultra. Alex Chima of EXO Labs was on X discussing 4x M3 Ultra clusters and noted that adding a Spark accelerator to such a setup won't help much. At that level, you're memory bandwidth bound, not compute bound. EXO Labs themselves posted that they're benchmarking every model, every quant, on every hardware setup at every price point, and the results are releasing soon. EXO 1.0 is already open source under Apache 2.0. In the local AI tools ecosystem, the standout combo continues to be N8N plus Home Assistant. N8N provides the AI agent orchestration with 400+ integrations. Home Assistant provides the device control layer. These are boardroom decisions at two of the most established companies in finance and software. A few quick hits before we close. Figma launched a product design AI agent that can generate and edit designs. LinkedIn is cracking down on AI-generated comments, limiting visibility of content it deems low effort or automated. And the first criminal charges were unsealed under the Take It Down Act against two men who allegedly posted thousands of non-consensual AI deepfakes. The law's criminal provisions have been active for a year, but platform removal obligations just kicked in. That's your briefing for May 21st. AI is proving theorems, filing to go public, and reshaping workforces, all before most people have had their second coffee. I'll be back tomorrow. This has been your AI Daily Briefing.